Bava Basra, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah will discuss when one sells certain animals, what is included in the sale. The Mishnah begins, HaMocher Esachamor. If somebody sells a donkey, Mocher Esasiach, he has sold along with it the baby donkey. Mocher Esapara, if he sells along a cow, female cow. Lomachar Esbena, he has not sold the child, the calf, along with it. Now the Gemara explains that this case in the Mishnah, or these two cases, is discussing specifically where the sale involved the selling of a nursing donkey and a nursing cow. So, and the difference between a donkey and a cow is as follows, is that when one says they want to sell, they want to purchase a nursing donkey, it's clear that they're interested in purchasing the child along with it, because there's no other use for the milk since the milk is not kosher. However, if somebody purchases a nursing cow, the interest could be simply that they want the milk of the cow. Therefore, the child is not included in the sale. Veering away from animals for a moment, the Mishnah says, Machar Ashpa, one sells a trash heap. Machar Zivla, they have sold the Zevel, the manure that's in the trash heap that comes along with it. Not just the real estate there, you're interested in selling what's in there as well. Machar Bor, if one sells a well or a pit. Machar Memav, they've also included the water that's in the pit. However, the Gemara says that this is a das yachid. This is just a individual opinion, and actually the Chacham and the Braisa dispute this, and they say that when you sell a pit or a well, you do not sell the water along with it. Moving back to animals, the Mishnah says, Mocher Kaveres, if somebody sells a beehive, Mocher Dvarim, they sell not just the hive itself, but the bees along with it. Mocher Shovach, if a person sells a dove coat, which is a place where birds are kept, machayonim, you sell the doves along with it. Now, halokech peros shovach. If a person says they're purchasing the peros, the produce of a dove coat, a chavero from his friend, mafriach brecha rishona, even though he's going to get the birds that are produced or born and raised from that shovach. However, the first pair of newborns that are born, newborn birds, those are supposed to remain with the shovach, and that's because you only bought the peros of the shovach, but the birds that were existing before the sale, they remain with the shovach, and therefore, in order to keep the parents, so to speak, company, we leave one of the new pairs of birds along with it to keep them company, and all the other ones are sold. If somebody sells peros kaveres, that is the produce of a beehive, notel shlosha nechilin, he takes three swarms of bees, umasares, and subsequent to that, he takes every other swarm that develops. So the first three swarms he gets, and then every other swarm. Chalos devash, if he purchases honeycombs, maniach shtei chalos, he leaves in the hive two honeycombs behind, and they leaves that behind in order for the bees that still live in the honeycomb to be nourished from that. Zesim lakots, if he purchases the olive trees, so meniach shtei grofios, even though he can cut them down, he's supposed to leave either two branches, or another opinion is that he leaves two tvachim, two handbreadths of tree that's close to the ground, and from that it could regrow.